Unit 16. Exciting travel, museums and subway stations. Some of Europe's most interesting museums are not above ground, but below. That is because some European cities' subway systems function as underground museums. Most people think of subways as dirty and uninteresting places. However, this is definitely not the case in places like Athens and Stockholm. Before the 2004 Olympics, Athens built two new underground train lines. Teams of archaeologists worked together with engineers when the tunnels were made. During the construction, they discovered historic treasures, ancient streets, houses, cemeteries, and other relics of ancient Greece. Now several stations along the two new lines display these amazing artifacts. Stockholm also has subway stations that are like museums. Although it is not an ancient city like Athens, the city's subway planners decided to make the stations as visually interesting as possible. Stockholm was constructed on a number of islands, and this land feature made it challenging to build a subway. Engineers had to drill tunnels deep in the bedrock under Stockholm. The station's designers chose to leave unfinished rock in some stations to give them a natural cave-like appearance. Other stations are decorated with fantastic sculptures, light displays, and other works of art. As a result, the Stockholm T-Bana is widely considered one of the best subway systems in the world. Do you want to visit some more underground museums? Then travel to Brussels, Naples, Paris, and Lisbon. These cities also have museum-like subway stations.